synthetics. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Ahead of the State of the Union address, President Trump has decided to speak out about several military issues. After the president said sending U.S. troops to Venezuela was an option on the table, Margaret Brennan on CBS's Face the Nation asked him if he would personally negotiate with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to convince him he should leave office.
Well, he has requested a meeting, and I've turned it down because we're very far along in the process. You have a young and energetic gentleman, but you have other people within that same group that have been if you talk about democracy, it's really democracy in action.
He also said he wanted to leave U.S. forces in Iraq so he could keep a close eye on Iran. He also claimed that Defense Secretary James Mattis resigned because he told him to do it. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The New England Patriots are champions of the National Football League once again.
Yes! It's still a dynasty!
The call on the Patriot Radio Network as they beat the Los Angeles Rams 13-3. For most of the game, it was a defensive struggle. The score was tied 3-3, then midway through the fourth quarter, Patriot quarterback Tom Brady took over and led the Patriots on a 67-yard drive. That ended by a 2-yard touchdown run by Sony Michel that proved to be the game-winning score. The Patriots added a field goal at the very end. New England wins their sixth Super Bowl championship. Ram fans were disappointed, but Patriot fans were ecstatic.
Oh, six, baby. Six. That's all I got to say.
Go Pats! Heck yeah! Brady number six!
President Trump may face challenges within his own party in 2020. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld plans to headline Politics and Eggs in New Hampshire in 2 weeks, a must-stop for White House hopefuls. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan expressed interest this week to CNN.
I'm not protesting every day about every issue, but when I stand up and certainly let people know when I disagree or when I think something is going on that I don't think is right.
And an email this week by former Ohio Governor John Kasich's political group reminded supporters that many have suggested Governor Kasich should run, and he is keeping all of his options on the table. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hutton Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home, sweet home.
Hello, everyone. It's Pat Gregory, broadcasting from Flemington. Beautiful Flemington here at 11 o'clock on Friday, the 15th, the day after Valentine's Day. I hope everyone had a good Valentine's Day yesterday and everyone got spoiled with special gifts and chocolates and all that fun stuff. I know I had a very nice meal last night. My wife was a very good cook. So thank you, Julie. But I need to talk about the weather right now. And right now, it's a pretty nice day outside. It's supposed to warm up into the 50s today. Not sure if we're going to get there, but we'll see. Mostly cloudy skies with a chance of showers. Tonight we'll have a low of about 28 degrees, so not too bad. Mostly cloudy. Saturday is looking very nice, actually. Mostly sunny, but a little colder in the 30s. 38 degrees is the high. That evening, Saturday night, is going to be clear skies, but dropping down to 22. It's going to be pretty cold out there. And Sunday, mostly sunny also. So, you know, nice cold weekend. 39 degrees is the high. And low will be 27 on Sunday night. And then our president's birthday, Washington's birthday, on Monday is mostly cloudy. High of about 41 degrees. So, yeah, pretty decent. I'm not going to go much farther than that. You can look out the window. But it's winter, right? So we are, I'm alone today, as you can see. You haven't heard from Steve or anything. Steve's on assignment. He's got a very big job that he's got to do today, inspecting a commercial property or several commercial properties. So we wish him well. I will take a quick break for one more commercial. And our topic this week, I figured I'd talk about modifications that you can do in your home. So I'm looking at it from the point of view of our older generation, senior citizens that are autonomous still, independent, living in their own homes, and thinking about me as a son or a daughter of those parents that and we're worried about them because, you know, they're up there in age, and we want the best for them. So if we can make their lives a little bit more comfortable, make it a little easier for them to live in their homes, why not? So I have a bunch of tips that we can talk about today about how we can make mom and dad a little bit more comfortable, a little bit more safe around their homes. Hopefully I can give you some good information here about all kinds of things, tripping hazards, basic safety and fire issues, and that we can talk about. So stay tuned. I'll be straight back after this one commercial.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
That, folks, some Eric Clapton, me and Mr. Johnson,
to my kitchen.
This is kind of my kind of music, folks, so just letting it play for a couple of seconds here. This is Eric Clapton's Me and Mr. Johnson. It's an album from 2004. It's called Come On in My Kitchen. I All right, welcome, folks, to my show, Home Sweet Home with Steve and Pat. Steve's not here today. We wish him well. He'll be back next week. So I'm flying solo here, and I have hopefully a topic that might be interesting to a lot of you out there because, you know, being a handyman and having been, you know, I think in my 14th year this year of business, I work quite frequently with the older generation, and I thoroughly enjoy working with seniors. I feel like I somehow have a connection with them, and I hope that I make them feel comfortable when I'm in their homes and able to work with them. And I try to interact with them. I do that with all my clients. I always, you know, I'm not the type of handyman that just walks in and does my thing and walks out. I like people, so I talk with them. And if they feel like talking with me, then that's fine with me too. They can be sitting right beside me and I could be doing my repair or whatever it is. And, you know, and there's a nice interaction and I enjoy that interaction. That's a nice thing. The thing that I like about my career choice, if you want to call it, is the fact that I do have that ability to meet new people and discover the cool things. Everyone has a story, you know, and so everyone is interesting to me. There's interest in everything that people say and do and what they've done in the past, and you know, all you have to do is ask, and people are willing to talk about themselves all the time. So, and you know, sometimes, a friendly face and, you know, just having, a real physical body in their homes. A lot of times seniors don't get a lot of visitors, and they are lonely and they eat alone and, you know, face the whole day alone. So if I can, you know, bring a little bit of a smile to them, I'm happy to do that. So, in that regard, I was thinking about it, you know, and I've been, I am in this position, you know, being a Generation X, and my mom is 80 years old. She lives in an independent facility where she is very comfortable. She has a 2-bedroom apartment with full kitchen and a living room, and but she does have all the amenities of that facility where if she doesn't want to cook that night, then she can go to the dining hall if you want. There's so many different recreational activities that she participates in, you know, bingo, lots of card, you know, card groups that she plays with, military whist and, other kind of card games I don't even know about. She has the ability to go see movies and actually do field trips. They have a bus, so they do these field trips out to botanical gardens and restaurants once a month. So, you know, there's a lot of, like, active social ability there. But there's, you know, a lot of people in that age range that don't want anything to do with that. They, for whatever reason, could be financially, could be just that they don't want to interact with other old people. They would rather just stay in their home sweet home that they've lived in for the last, you know, 30, 40, 50 years. And that's fine and dandy. I mean, if they are still autonomous and can, you know, maneuver themselves around the home and maintain the home, you know, I'm all for that. You know, it's great. It's great to see that. But, you know, it's one thing, being autonomous and being strong-willed and, wanting to just, you know, power through it and not ask for help. And then there is the other, school of thought that would say that, you know, you deserve a little bit of help. And, you know, I come from the point of view, obviously I can provide that help, but being a son to an older mom, an elderly mom now, I see the benefit of all those little added
creature comforts of people being able to help out. So my mom does have a person that comes and cleans for her once a week, and that's one less stress off her back. She doesn't have to worry about, you know, her achy knees, getting down on the floor and scrubbing the floor, or, you know, even the act of cleaning countertops and maybe, you know, the appliances and all that can hurt your elbows. You know, it's a physical activity that you don't necessarily, you're not using those muscles and those large muscle groups on a regular basis. And, you know, the next day after doing a cleaning or something like that, you could have the stiffness of the arm and the neck and the shoulders. And why would you want that? You know? So, you know, I'm at that point in time, as a son that is trying to look out for her mom, that, you know, if I can find, an easier way, a more efficient way, a comfortable way for my mom to live her life out, and because I'm not close to her, you know, in distance wise, I can't just drive down the street and help her. Then, you know, more the merrier. If I can find a trustworthy person that can come and assist her in any way, that's a great thing. So that's what I'm proposing today: is how can we make mom and dad a little bit more comfy in their home, and I have a huge list here. So what I'll do is I'll take a break right now just because that's what my computer is telling me to do. We'll get straight back and we'll start talking about one. I mean, the first one on the list is, you may not even have thought of this, but doorknobs, door handles, and the cabinet knobs in your kitchen. What can we do to make it a little easier for mom and dad to be able to access, you know, the cups and the saucers and the plates, and just even actually open a door to the bathroom or to the front door. So stay tuned. I'll be straight back and we'll talk about that.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Okay, I bet you didn't expect that one, right? This is a little bit of my heritage, Scotland the Brave, by the Gordon Highlanders. It's a bagpipe and drum corps in Scotland. And I'm sure a lot of people have heard this tune before, but this is the standard that anyone that's playing the bagpipes is going to learn. All right, folks, this is Home Sweet Home with Steve and Pat. I'm Pat. Steve's not here today, but we are going to manage without him. And I hope that you'll like the show that we are presenting today. We're presenting basically tips and modifications that you could do in your mom and dad's house, your elderly mom and dad, who are trying to stay independent in their own home, but need a little help, you know. You may not even know that they need the help because, you know what, I bet you they're so proud that they don't want to ask for your help. So these are maybe little tidbits of things that you, next time you're at mom and dad's home and you're looking around, you know, think about their mobility, how they are getting around the house and what we can do to make it a little easier for them to be comfortable and maybe not strain a muscle or trip or fall. So the first thing on my list to talk about today is your cabinet doors and your actual access entry doors. It could be the front door, it could be the door leading to the garage, it could be the door to the bedroom and to the bathroom. All these handles that they are grabbing onto are becoming more difficult because they're round. And with arthritic hands, it could make it difficult for them to be able to squeeze and hold and turn. And same thing with the small little pull knobs that you'll see on kitchen cabinets. So an easy fix with that is you can go over to Home Depot or Lowe's or any of those kind of places and pick up knobs or actually handles that will you can replace the knob with. And what that would allow our moms and dads to do is be able to put their fingers into a loop. You know, basically if you have a handle, now they can loop their finger behind it and open the door or the drawer a lot easier than trying to manage with